original lineup was again, Larry, myself, Joe Ruzza. The red carpet was the first time we played in a showcase sort of thing where we'd played a majority of our original music. We played one other gig just prior to that, before the red carpet. It was right at the beginning of a place down in Wayne State in Detroit on Cass Avenue called Alvin's Finer Delicatessen, which was a great place to play. And we played there, but Joe Ruzza was in the band, but we had an extra drummer. So we had two drummers, and that was Ed Schaefer. Okay. So we had two drummers, and by that time we'd picked up a bass player named Mickey Matouk, and that's Matouk is how you spell his last name. And Mickey was with us for a little bit, but he didn't stay in the band very early. That was 76 going in, right after we released the album in 76. So he stayed maybe a year. And then an acquaintance of ours named Gary Wedding started playing bass with us. And excellent bass player. And he played the first gig at the red carpet. And I can't remember who, I think Matt, Larry, if I'm not mistaken, Larry said Matt was involved with one of the groups who opened up that night. You might have to talk to Matt about that. And the other one was a group with Mark Norton and the Ramrods was the name of that band. So that was, and there may have been another, maybe, I can't remember who else, maybe Destroy All Monsters or something like that. I can't remember exactly, but that was the first showcase gig where we got to, hawk our 45 and play out as the Ivories. And unfortunately, the bass player at the time who he did that gig with us didn't want to play bars, and for personal reasons, he didn't want to continue in the band. But he was an excellent musician, and still is, and and he was a friend of Larry and myself. We did a song that night called Car Trouble, which was a hoot. I wished I had a recording of it that night. And it was a lot of great fun. And he played lead guitar, and I switched over to bass on it for that one song. And the audience absolutely loved it. They thought it was great. So it was kind of hard when he left, and we had to get somebody else, which is always the Ivory's problem was the bass player question, who was going to be next, unfortunately. So after that, we got a gentleman named Bob Lucas, and Bob stayed with the band pretty much a majority of the time that we went forward from 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82 up into that. Until about 81, I think he was with us. So he was around for the longest period of time. So. And that's as far as the personnel. We've had a couple other people come in and sit in for a minute, or I shouldn't say sit in, but play bass because Bob wasn't available and stuff. And Bob left the band for a little bit, and we had a younger guy named Joey Sapienza, and he played for a little bit until he broke his wrist in a tussle at a concert or something like that, and so he was out. We had another guy, I can't remember what his last name is. His name was Paul, and he was in the band for a little bit. But the problem is with him is that he went AWOL. And I told him, I says, you got to go back. I says, don't. I said, they're going to catch up with you and you got to go back. So he finally did, and he didn't get in trouble, but I didn't know he was AWOL until it came up in a conversation one day. And he did what was best. He went back. So, and then after Bob left for the last time, it was 81, we had a gentleman, Mickey came back into the band, who started off with us, and he stayed with us probably for about a year, and he left, and the last bass player we had was Rick King. Okay? And so that's basically the personnel that's been in the band from 70, circa 76 all the way up until about 82.